Random furniture, destroyed vehicles, bare foundations. You'll see these things in Sullivan in the wake of last week's tornado. And all around the debris field, you'll also find people like Lisa Runyon picking through what remains of their homes and their lives.
We're blessed that we're alive, because I mean, you can replace anything. You can't replace yourself, so.
Runyon was one of the lucky few whose home wasn't completely leveled last Friday. She even stayed in it over the weekend until inspectors told her the house's rafters were compromised and that the home is unfit for living.
The house is 1916. That's when it was built. Yeah, I just love the house.
Well,
I don't want to see it have to be tore down, but if it's structurally compromised, I don't want to be in it either, so.
Right.
We spoke with a number of those affected by the storm, and many were understandably uncomfortable being on microphone during such an emotional time. One resident, Janelle Simpson, shared the story of her son's harrowing effort to protect his newborn child.
And they took our 8-day-old granddaughter and put her in a car seat, and they stuck her in the tub, and my daughter, Sierra, she hovered over her with a blanket.
After the tornado passed, the family helped their immediate neighbors, then rushed down the street to take shelter in a neighbor's basement.
You know, with all his adrenaline, he kicked down the door, and there was a couple people in there, and he said, I've got an infant. Do you have a basement? We need to find shelter. And they went down there, and they stayed there.
In the aftermath, the community came together to help those in need. They started by getting a head count and searching for those who were missing. In the end, 3 people were found dead. Volunteers then focused on cleanup and supplies for those in need. Volunteer and donation coordinator Melissa Towson helped to transform the Civic Center into a one-stop shop for anything those displaced by the storm might need.
And we have shopping carts, we have totes. They can take 2 items, they can take 1,500 items. As long as they get what they need and what they want, we're pushing people to take as much as they possibly can.
The school district was on spring break when the tornado hit, and students returned to classes after a 2-hour delay on Monday. A daycare also kept its doors open, even though the owner's family was directly hit by the tornado. The owner, Kara Ming, says that giving children a sense of normalcy is a large part of the healing process.
It just makes them feel safe. It takes them back to their safety net. It takes them back into a normal routine, normal life, just like us.
The superintendent of the Southwest School Corporation, Chris Sitzel, says Sullivan High School students were allowed to take a field trip to volunteer their time helping around the city, including assisting in cleanup and working in the Civic Center.
The high school today, we had over 200 kids volunteer at the down there at the site where the tornado hit.
Mayor Clint Lamb spent time speaking to the community and communicating with government officials.
I talked about the supplies and the different things coming to the city and coming to assist these people. But I can't stress enough, long-term recovery. We're here for the long haul.
Governor Eric Holcomb, Senators Todd Young and Mike Braun, and U.S. Representative Larry Bouchon all visited throughout the week. They all spoke of their efforts to get state and federal dollars into Sullivan. Here's Senator Todd Young.
Republicans and Democrats, the entire congressional delegation, intend to work together to advance whatever declaration the governor might seek. And it remains to be determined exactly what time frame we're dealing with.
Holcomb declared a disaster emergency in counties all over Indiana. The state now has to compile data from all areas affected by Friday's storms to submit for federal dollars. It is unclear when that money will be approved. For Janelle Simpson, the tornado nearly changed her life forever.
You see it on the news, you go and help people, but when it hits home and it hits your kids, my whole life is in there. It was in that bathroom. And I know that God took care of them. They took care of them. I'm just grateful that they're alive.
Simpson and others are beginning the long road to rebuilding their lives alongside with the city of Sullivan. For WFIU, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.